A glorious night to be haunting. It's too bad these humans are all asleep already. But I know one who might still be awake. Oh, there it is. Building C, room 612. One of my favorites to frighten. She was positively petrified last time. I'll bet she's up right now. Or half awake, at least. Perhaps she's even paralyzed in her sleep again. See you again. Do you remember me? Ah, look at you. Lying there just like last time, stuck between dreams. Your mind awake, your body asleep. So helpless, aren't you? Yes, you are a prisoner in your own body, able to watch, but nothing more. Why, I'll bet you... What? What's this, though? What's this on your face? Tears? You've been crying? No. You're supposed to be scared, not sad. It's not as fun not to frighten you if you are upset already. Now what am I supposed to do? Unable to speak, but your mind suggests it clearly enough. It seems you're feeling lonely. Is that it? Yes. Is that why you cry in the night? Look at you. All frozen in place, fearful and alone. Listen, you don't have to worry. I'm not going to hurt you, okay? I only came for some entertainment, but, you see, it's not quite the same when you're like this. It's no fun to scare you when you're... My goodness, you really are sad, aren't you? Yes. Yes, you are. It's very distinct. Your feelings are easy for me to sense. You're longing for someone. Not someone specific, but someone to be by your side. You're feeling overlooked, unappreciated, frustrated, alone. Yes. Yes, I see. Let me... Woman, I scarcely know you, but Let me tell you a secret. I can't help but feel a connection, if you will. I know some of this loneliness that afflicts you. You see, I have often felt it myself. I feel it sometimes when I fly by myself in the dead of night, with only the moon and stars for company. You see, my kind are more solitary than yours. But sometimes I still think it might be nice to have a companion, to not be alone. Well, I'm not sure why I'm telling you this, but maybe it's just nice to know someone else feels the same. You know, I could sit with you a while, if you like. I know I might be frightening to you, but I promise I mean well. Maybe I could stay here a bit, and then we wouldn't have to be by ourselves. At least until you fall back asleep. Does that sound all right? Don't fret. I'm sure this paralysis of yours will wear off soon. And then you'll be back in your dreams, and I'm sure things won't seem so bad by tomorrow. Maybe you'll even meet someone the way you're wanting to. You do realize I can read your mind, right? What was that last thought? You were thinking I'm too kind? That I'm not a very good demon? Well, come on now, give me some credit. I'm just trying to be nice. It might be against my nature, but, it feels good in a way. Supporting someone instead of scaring them. Then again, maybe I just have a soft spot for you. Yes, I know. I remember last time. I did give you a decent fright, didn't I? Look, I'm sorry for that, okay? Don't take it too personally. I mean, I am a demon, after all. No matter what you might think, spooking mortals is just what I do. And besides, you're not the only one in this building who I've frightened. Maybe you know her? She's an older lady in room 617. She seems to be very nice. Yes, the one with the 10 cats. I'm not sure who was more scared, her or them. It was quite the scene. Oh, she said that to you? Well, in that case, I'm glad I spooked her. Maybe I'll pay her a visit again soon. You may be frozen stiff, but I can see you're starting to drift off. Go ahead, mortal. Go on and sleep. This has been nice. I'd like to visit again if you wouldn't mind. You enjoy your dreams, and I'll come and see you again sometime, okay? Okay. Mmm. Hello, mortal. It's so nice to see you again. Anyway, I was just passing through and thought... Oh, what? What's happened? Why are you crying again? Was it 617 again? After the scare I gave her last time, I thought that... No. No, it was him, wasn't it? What's happened? I'll get him. No one should speak to you that way. That's not how you should be treated at all. What a cruel man. What a two-faced liar. When I find him, I'm going to... You want me to stay? I... Yes. Yes, I will. Of course. I... It just angers me, knowing that this man has wronged you. Okay, but I will be right here, don't worry. Do you mind if I... Well, there's not much room. Can't exactly move yourself. Here, let me move you a bit. There. Okay, now. Is that comfortable? You can rest your head there on my shoulder. There. I'm so sorry this has happened. I felt how excited you were for him. You didn't deserve that. At all. If you were mine, I would never... Sorry, what? What do I mean by that? To be honest, I didn't exactly mean to say that part out loud. Well, I suppose I just meant that. Well, I know that you're human and all, but... There's a... You have a goodness, a kindness in you that's... It's just that the more time I spend around you, I... Listen to me babble. It's just that... I just mean... I don't like to see you mistreated, is what I mean. I want to see you taken care of. And if someone's going to look after you, they ought to do it properly. Instead of abandoning you at the drop of a hat, it's cowardly. And it's obvious by now that mortal men aren't up to the task, And it should be me. I want it to be me. But, well, you're human and I'm... Yes. I meant what I said. The truth is I've been thinking about you a great deal. You have too. But what about... But you... You wanted a mortal man, and I'm... Well, I'm a demon. I didn't think that you could... I didn't think you could think of me that way. Huh. I've been... Wow. You know, it just feels so good to hear you say that. I've been feeling the exact same. Come here. Come here, my mortal. Let me show you how you ought to be treated. That's just wonderful. Your lips are... I don't know if I can get enough. You can't move? No, don't be. I said I wanted to take care of you, didn't I? Let me show you what I meant.